Dr. Fauci, please help us with the mask situation. I know we're told we don't have to wear it outside. Do you really think it's okay? Because I still feel judged. I feel people are giving you the side eye. It's not comfortable, Dr. Fauci.
I know, Gail, we've got to make that transition. If you are vaccinated and you are outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
Okay, people are still judging.
Oh, judgy, judgy. You know how judgy people can be. Hey, that was Fauci. What's today's magic number for not wearing masks? We'll have to ask. It's like turning over your magic eight ball with Tony Fauci. Signs say maybe. Looks good. I don't remember what the magic eight ball things are. Haven't played with my magic eight ball in a long time. I've got one around here somewhere. Well, it's Friday, and we're apparently a maskless. I think that was reckless, wasn't that? What was it? Neanderthal. The news media, actually, is the third element of that Venn diagram, as any child of six can surely tell you. Well, happy Wednesday to you, and welcome. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. What are Bill Clinton's doing today? You know, it's Wednesday. Wednesday is a very important day for him, so he's probably got something special planned, I'm guessing. We have many big stories today, and there are many, and they're big stories. They really, honestly are. And that Megilla Gorilla clue there, Fredo Cuomo, he's onto something there. He must have read the New York Times or had somebody read it to him, perhaps. You know, it's encrypted when it comes to people like Megilla Gorilla. He's got a brain the size of a walnut. The rest is skull. All skull has something to do with the steroids. But that's another discussion for another day. They also have stars like Jim Sciutto. He's an anchorman there. He was an Obama administration official, and now he's a CNN anchorman. It's the path to success in the American news media and American journalism. Remarkable stuff. So we have, is it fair to say, guys, that it's an energy crisis, that we're having an energy crisis, at least in the eastern part of the United States? You know, because pipelines, what are pipelines anyway? You know, the first thing Joe Biden did, one of the first really foolish things that he did, and that means one of the first things that he did, was to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, because, somebody was against it, and some radicals were against it. And so he goes with the radical thing, and he just does whatever he's told. He's like a jellyfish. He wanders around bumping into things until he turns around and goes and bumps into something else. And people tell him what to do, and he does it. And he's goofy. It's like there's that old joke about the Disney thing, and I'm talking about Goofy. I'll just leave it at that. But he's a goofy one, and he did cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. Is they still working on canceling, or did they cancel that other pipeline? They're working on hobbling us in terms of energy. It'll make everything more expensive. And then the news media just won't tell you about it. The Washington Post won't report it. And if they do, they'll polish it up. And they'll say, no, it's real good that it's more expensive, real good. Everything's better. Forget about poor people. You know, what do we care about them? The middle class? What about the middle class? This is good stuff. But we've got, and then the stories popping this morning are of, and you were seeing it yesterday, there are gas stations running out of gasoline, there are gas lines, there are people bringing gas cans. There's this picture of a woman filling a big tub from the, place like the Home Depot or something, just filling a tub and has her trunk open like she's going to be able to lift this 100-pound tub of gasoline and put it in the trunk of her car, and that's a good idea. This is what happens when the left takes over, when the Democrats take over. We've seen it again and again. And Bill Clinton wasn't as crazy as these people, or as dumb as these people. And honestly, the party, the Democrat Party, has gotten an awful lot crazier than they were during the Clinton years. And they're being run. The party is being run by crazy people. And the ones that aren't crazy, they just kind of go along because they like the power and the, you know, eating the speaker's dining room and things like that. Very important stuff. And it's quite remarkable. We've got state after state, from Texas up to New Jersey. We've got and that's quite a sweep. We've got gas problems, gasoline problems, gas station problems, lines at gas stations running out of gas. We've got real energy. Not since Jimmy Carter, I think, have we seen anything like this. And I think Joe Biden is very rapidly, 102 days or something, he's already Jimmy Carterizing the country. And going along with that, we've got, you remember President Trump and Israel for Middle East peace deals, four Middle East peace deals with Israel, moved the embassy, the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That was considered to be a big taboo, a big no-no. And all the lefties here in the United States were afraid, and they were quaking in their little skirts. And they said, oh, no, you can't do that because, the terrorists will be mad, and we're afraid. And you guys should really just sit down and be patted on the head and, told to shut up, give them a lollipop or something while adults take over. Because these people aren't adults. They don't think as adults think. They don't behave as adults behave. President Trump, remember, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and they said, oh, this means war. There's going to be war in the Middle East. And, of course, we had 4 years of peace and prosperity under President Trump. Ah, yes, and now you may not have even noticed it because of the magic of radio, but we've just experienced some technical difficulties, and my microphone was no longer active, and we had to do some old switches. That actually, the magic of Michael Piercy was me from a couple of days ago talking about the situation in Israel and the mayhem there. And interestingly enough, it's what I had started to talk about regardless or irregardless, as Richard Nixon allegedly said. And I was talking about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, being anti-Israel, and the squad, the death squad. They really, these Democrat women who are just frothy anti-Israel. What is the word? Anti-Semites. I think anti-Semites is the word. And it's okay with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who is allegedly Jewish, after all, Chuck Schumer. And these squad members, they're just frothy anti-Israel lunatics. And that means, of course, that they're pro-Hamas. And Hamas is firing rockets at Israel in an effort to kill children. They'll kill adults, too, but, they think it's better if they kill children. I know this because I've been watching them for a very long time. They use their own children as human shields, and when they get blown up, they use their dead bodies for photo ops. That's, it's a different thing. It's a little different. Not every culture is exactly the same, and our culture is not exactly the same as theirs. However, it looks like maybe AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib come from a culture that is more predisposed to saddle up with Hamas than with Israel. Me, I saddle up with Israel. And by the way, it is more than a little bit ironic that these lefties, these Democrats, the members of the death squad, they saddle up with Hamas, which is the most, to say that they're anti-feminist would be ridiculous understatement. They brutalize women. They treat women like livestock and livestock like women. It's kind of an interesting turn of events they have there. And you want to talk about LGBTQ rights under Hamas in Gaza? You want to, and Iran, their backers in Iran, they hang gay people from cranes in Iran in public squares, and people come out and chant Allahu Akbar in large numbers. And the Democrat Party supports Hamas and Iran. Honestly, look, the Obama-Biden administration gave Iran everything they wanted, and they're still spinning centrifuges to enrich uranium, which is not for medical research. They're not, this is not a moonshot to cure cancer. It's a moonshot to kill Jews. That's what they're up to. It's no secret. And the Democrat Party doesn't say a word when the death squad members, Ilhan Omar and the gang, they're coming out in support of Hamas and in opposition to Israel. And the answer, it's a rhetorical question. The answer is yes. Of course, that's what they're doing. So we've got news for you on that. But the big news today, of course, is the mask thing, because yesterday, and Lunch Bucket Joe, said, well, sure, the hackers and the Colonial Pipeline are in Russia, but that doesn't mean Russia's doing it, because, a lot of freelance stuff going on in Russia, no iron fist there or anything like that, not being ruled by the old KGB Stasi guy, Putin. People just do whatever they want in Russia, right? So Joe Biden is deceiving us, but it's helpful to Russia. I think he's colluding with Russia. What we have here is a clear-cut case of Russian collusion, kind of giving us the slow roll in the United States and saying, well, sure, the hackers are in Russia, but that doesn't mean Russia's got anything to do with the hack, and disrupting our economy and fuel supplies and just warming up, by the way. And there are big stories today, a lot of conflicting stories, actually, as to whether Colonial paid a ransom of nearly $5 million or $5 million, or whether they didn't pay a ransom at all. And your news and information on that will vary depending on which news organization or outlet you go to for your news. But we'll get into that as well. Of course, the biggest story is the mask thing yesterday, because you know that Dr. Anthony Fauci went to medical school. He's got a white smock and a stethoscope and glasses and everything. And he's got to be trustworthy. He looks like a doctor on a TV commercial for Robitussin or something like that, a little tussin. And he just, I don't know how many days ago now, just days ago, he was on CNN, one of his favorite networks, and he was on CNN saying that we will lift the mask mandate when we have the infection rate in the United States is down to 10,000 infections a day. Well, yesterday, there were, in fact, according to the Washington Post today, 37,999 new cases reported yesterday. That's not 10,000 cases. That's let's round it, since it's only one infection away, to 38,000 new cases. And that's nearly four times the level, the 10,000 level that Dr. Anthony Fauci said we'd need to achieve before we could lift the mask mandate. But instead, the mask mandate was listed yesterday when we had 37,999 new infections. This has raised a few eyebrows because, you see, the Biden administration has a number of crises and they're botching everything. We've got inflation, we've got gas lines, we've got fights at gas stations, we've got gas hoarding, we've got a crisis at the border. What happened to those 21,000 kids that we have in custody? They had this little North Korean photo op down at the border. See, all children gone now. And they show and it wasn't even the news media, the government camera shows us an empty tent. Oh, good, they've fixed the problem. No, they haven't. What happened to the 21,000 kids? You have them picking mung beans in the Central Valley of California. Just sell them to China to make Nike shoes or solar panels. Or maybe the kids are making solar panels. You think that could be it, Michael? Could be it. They disappeared. We've got what may become all-out war in Israel because the Friends of the Democratic Party, Hamas, and Iran are attacking the Jews again, which they haven't done since Barack Obama was in office, you may recall. It's pretty remarkable. All the 2014 was the last time that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad just openly attacked Israel like this. It led to an air and ground assault last time. It may be the same this time. See, when America is weak, as is the case when Barack Obama's in the White House or when Joe Biden is in the White House, then the bad guys act. Russia, Hamas, China. You see, President Trump threw elbows at them and kept them in check and, you know, had four Middle East peace deals. And there was no mayhem in the Middle East. Moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Democrats said that would lead to war. Wrong again. Now Joe Biden being in the White House is leading the war because weakness leads to mayhem and violence and war. Strength leads to stability and prosperity and peace, which is what most of us in the world want. Not AOC or Hamas, not Rashida Tlaib or the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but most of us.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yesterday, big surprise, surprise. There was a press conference. What do they like to say it? Without proof, without evidence, barely an announcement. Oh, we're going to hold a press conference. And again, the stuff is hitting the fan all over the place. They apparently the Biden people have kidnapped and sold into slavery 21,000 children from the border. That's conjecture. That's not entirely established yet. But where do they go? Where do those 21,000 children go? They're in federal government custody, and nobody knows where they are. They've been, who knows, dropping them out of airplanes over the ocean. What's that like drug cartels that are profiting so much under the Biden regime? They've got the border crisis, which the news media is largely ignoring. You know, what was it? They're from Bulgaria. Is that where they're from? Yesterday, they found scores of people coming across the border in a group, and they were from an Eastern European country. I think it's Bulgaria, and there were 50 or 60 of them from Bulgaria. And they, of course, saw what was going on, so they traveled in a group. You know, it's like a tour group. And they travel to Mexico, and then they walk across our border and say, hey, you know, where's our bus ticket? Where do we go? Because we heard about Biden. And that's, you know, so that's not good news. We got a war in Israel and the Biden administration and the Democrats, AOC and the gang, apparently on the side of the radical Islamic terrorist groups rather than on the side of the only real democracy in the Middle East that allows, what do they call it, diversity and multiculturalism. You know, there are Arab Muslims living in Israel. There are no Jews living in the Gaza. You know, they don't allow that because, you know, what with the Jews and everything, you know, that goes. So they've got the border crisis, the Israel crisis. We've got gas lines and the hack of the colonial pipeline and the Russians messing with us. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. There's a mess all over the house. And suddenly they pop with this thing, even though, well, wait till you hear what Fauci said.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, Anthony Fauci, you know, he has given a lot of different edicts. I think edicts might be the right word to use. And yesterday, I watched the press conference yesterday. I had it on my I like to call it digital video recorder, the DVR. And I watched it a little after the press conference was actually held with, Walensky, Dr. Walensky. She's the director of the CDC. And then Anthony, Tony Fauci, they call him Tony's Anthony. I got to tell you, it's got to be embarrassing to be him at this point. He's flip-flopped so many times. He's gone back and forth so many times. And he's been telling everybody that we got to have the infection rate down to 10,000 or fewer a day before we can lift the mask mandate. Yesterday, there were 37,999, let's call it 38,000 infections. And that's not 10,000 infections or fewer. That is many more than 10,000 infections. Nevertheless, he persists in just changing it up every time you talk to the guy. He's got a different story. I think Mrs. Fauci should be a little nervous at this point. He gives so many different answers to the same question. It's kind of an amazing thing. And I got to say, as Americans, we're out here, and you got to be scratching your head. My best girl and I, after the press conference yesterday, my best girl and I went out on the town a little bit. It was beautiful yesterday. And actually, I went out and had lunch on a patio yesterday afternoon as well for 2.5 hours, and it was good. And then my best girl and I, it was just a beautiful day here yesterday. And my best girl and I, we went out for a hike about yesterday, and we haven't been wearing masks outside for a long time. But now we live in liberal land, you know, in Washington, D.C. And the scowling, I've got to say, has decreased. I told you I was walking by a guy just a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't wearing a mask, and there was nobody. There were just the two of us on one block. And this guy in his 60s wearing a mask by himself. It's just me and him on the block. And I'm walking by, and I smile. I give him a little wave. I say something like, hey, you know, good afternoon, or how are you, or something like that. And he barked at me, jackass. And I'm like, oh, maybe he's a listener. I don't know. Maybe he's could be like a guy who likes NPR but listens to the show anyway. I said to Michael, I said, yeah, I got barked at because I wasn't wearing a mask. And Michael said, how do you know it was because you weren't wearing a mask? You know, maybe he's a lefty listener. He's probably got a sign in his front yard that says, thank you, Dr. Fauci. I want to get a thank you, Dr. Fauci sign that then lists all of the different things that he said on different dates. Thank you, Dr. Fauci, for saying, no masks are necessary. Then saying that masks are, then two masks, then three masks, then back to one mask, now no masks, and 10,000 people. Joe Biden was fibbing about this yesterday, too. He was making stuff up yesterday, saying everybody said we couldn't possibly vaccinate this many people this soon. Nobody said that. They said that we couldn't vaccinate this many people till the fall. Nobody said that. So Joe Biden's lying. The Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, who's a Democrat Party water boy, he's not going to fact check any of this stuff because they don't fact check this stuff. They're not in the journalism business. They're not in the news business. They're in the Democrat Party press release business. They smooth things over for Democrats. How's that Hunter Biden coverage going? Get a lot of leaks out of the Justice Department and the FBI, the grand jury investigation, the laptop. A lot of leaks, getting a lot of, according to three sources familiar who did not want to use their names because it's not publicly available information, because they're friends of mine and I'm sleeping with one of them. Honestly, there are no leaks. They don't cover the news. They don't. The Democrats just get fluffed by Glenn Kessler and by Jake Tapper and by the people that call themselves journalists in Washington, D.C. They don't cover Democrat Party news. They cover up Democrat Party news. So I'm looking at this yesterday, and this is just not what they said. And again, the Biden White House has all these crises. What is it? A lot of people, have you noticed this on television, have trouble with the word crises. They don't know about crisis and then the plural being crises. It's not that difficult, is it? I think I had that when I was like three. I think when I was 3 years old, I could differentiate between crisis and crises. My mother was sharing the English language with me at an early age, and seems to have worked out pretty well. And a lot of people on TV and CNN and MS and Fox News and beyond, they say crisis when they mean crises. Oh, there are a whole lot of crisis. What? Honestly, first day on the planet? Is English not your first language? What's up with you guys? Honestly. But in any case, we've got to get into that. And what are you supposed to do? And then we got, who is this? We have actually a former colleague of ours put out, I'll not use his name, but a former colleague of ours who was a news guy put out a tweet yesterday. And they have no sense of irony, these people. But put out a tweet, a news guy put out a tweet, and he's confused, doesn't know what to do with the new whatever. And our erstwhile colleague said, now that I'm fully vaccinated, the CDC says I don't have to wear a mask anymore. But the CDC has offered me no guidance whatsoever on how to put my mask away without making people think I'm a Republican. And my response to that is, first of all, you stole somebody else's joke that I was doing a week ago. Secondly, Who cares, if people think you're a Republican? I don't. First of all, nobody would mistake you for a Republican anyway. From satellite photos, like, well, there's a lefty. You can put your mask away or not. Though there was also a funny moment yesterday on the television where one of the fake reporters. They got these. Well, one reporter asked a good question during the press briefing yesterday. I'm going to share that with you. But one of the kind of wimpy, whiny questioners during the CDC Fauci press conference, the Walensky Fauci press conference yesterday, such as it was, asked, now that we're not wearing masks, what happens if people look askance at us? I'm like, what? Maybe we should just start getting to this stuff because it's so appalling. It's so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for everybody involved. But people might look, what was the term that he used, Michael, looking sideways at us or giving us the side eye. And I'm sorry. And then Joe Biden yesterday said that he doesn't want people to be rude. He wants people to be nice to people if they're still wearing their masks. And I'm just shaking my head at these wimpy, whiny, that not exactly the boys that scaled the cliffs at Point de Hoc, are they? And you guys are the ones that have been looking askance and barking at everybody for not wearing a mask. Now you're going to keep wearing a mask, even though there's no good scientific or medical reason to do so, even according to your, the state has spoken, the great and powerful Oz has spoken, and you must obey. Everybody knows that. And now they're already wimping out and playing the role of victim and curling up on the ground and say, don't be mean to us if we keep wearing our masks. I want to keep wearing a mask. You do whatever you want. You can wear Chinese opera masks for all I care. You've been freaks. Maybe it'll just be easier to identify the freakazoids on the sidewalk from now on. But honestly, if you're going around saying, I don't want to wear a mask anymore, but I don't want people to think I'm a Republican, you need psychological help. You need maybe a pharmaceutical company could help you in some way. A great American pharmaceutical company is a great company. Name a pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. I'll just name one, Pfizer. Pfizer saved more lives last year than the United Nations and the year before. And the year before that, and next year, Pfizer alone will save more lives than the United Nations and bring comfort to more people than the United Nations. The left hates Pfizer and loves the United Nations. They watch as genocides go on, and then they grimace about it later on. That's amazing stuff. These guys are really something. All right, we can get to let's get to some audio because we've got a lot of great audio. And these looking at us askance and all this stuff. Let's go to, it's going to be soundbite number one. Yesterday, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, her maiden name is Rochelle, too. She was Rochelle. Not really, I just made that up. But she's Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She's the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She's looked really uncomfortable throughout this whole process, maybe because she's been whipsawed and she's whipsawing us so frequently. But here she is yesterday because now everything's different.
I want to provide you an update regarding CDC's guidance for fully vaccinated people. Over the course of the pandemic, we are continuously gathering data and evidence to inform our guidance and decision-making.
New data for guidance and decision-making, but this isn't based on scientific guidance and decision-making because nothing had changed yesterday. We got a great question coming up. Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Today, CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, woo-hoo, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Well, that's it.
If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
Well, I guess
we have
over.
All longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Normalcy. They don't know what that is. As defined by leftists, it comes out differently. It's kind of funny. We get back to normalcy. We've all longed for this moment and pined for it. I haven't longed for it, but I have pined for it. Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases,
downward,
the scientific data on the performance of our vaccines, and our understanding of how the virus spreads,
thank you, Trump,
that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
That moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated. That's me. And, thanks to the United States of America and President Trump and Operation Warp Speed, a great percentage of the world. Once again, the United States saves the world. And thanks to President Trump, we did it in record time. And then comes a question. And I liked this question. I immediately started texting Victor and Michael. There is an ABC News reporter named Cheyenne Heslett. Cheyenne Heslett. Real name or porn name, I can't say. But ABC News, and I thought, wow, that's an actual question. Here's the question that was asked. It was, she'd probably get fired for asking this question.
You mentioned the science, and we know it's been about 16 days since the CDC last updated its guidance on masks. We also saw heavy criticism in the last week for moving too slow. Has the science really changed in 16 days, or is this a response to public criticism?
Wait a minute. Has the science really changed in the last 16 days? Because the guidance you gave 16 days ago is the opposite of the guidance you're giving today. So has the science changed in the last 16 days? Good job, Cheyenne Heslett. Honestly, an actual question. You got to stop and marvel at this. Like, ha ha. A reporter in Washington asked a question. I assume she's in Washington. It was a conference call, a Zoom call or something. And she asked a real question. So, or is it politics? Is it just politics? Dr. Walensky.
The science has been in three areas. One is the effectiveness of the vaccines in general in real-world populations.
Thanks, Trump.
One is the effectiveness against, against variants,
choking.
Which was just published last week. And then the effectiveness in preventing transmissibility.
She's choking.
Great. Someone get some water.
The moderator suggested, well, since you're choking on your words, since you were asked a real question by Cheyenne Heslett at ABC News, of all things, has the science changed in 16 days? And she's like, clutching her trachea with both hands, falling back in her chair. And moderator guy is like, maybe we should get some water for Dr. Rochelle Walensky because she's choking on her answer. And that was a great moment in television news history. Lunchbucket Joe Biden, turns out he's apparently the president of the United States of America. And he's got yesterday he was wearing a mask in the morning and then he wasn't wearing a mask in the afternoon because the science changed somewhere around the lunch hour. And then everything was okay. Here's Joe Biden. He doesn't understand what's going on.
After a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is very simple.
It's very simple.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours.
Yeah,
you all made this possible. Now let's finish the work of beating this virus and getting everything back to normal.
First he tells you what to do, then he says the choice is yours. An odd thing. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. Didn't sound like the choice is yours. Again, sounds like kind of an edict. Lunchbucket Joe. Oops.
The rule is very simple.
Here it is.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
But wait, if the vaccine works, you see, then this is all very complicated. I've got, Senator Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin. He wrote an op-ed in the Washington Examiner yesterday. He said that he's actually had the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2. He's had it, and he's been tested, and he has the antibodies. And he's like, I decided to let other people go ahead of me in line for the vaccine because I already have the antibodies, which is what the vaccine does for you. And you develop the antibodies when your body responds to the intrusion and all that stuff. And honestly, yesterday we were mocking this, and it reminded me of a scene. You know, now that the CDC has come out with the new guidance, which is the opposite of the old guidance from 16 days ago, and we have not achieved the benchmarks, but it reminded me of the man behind the curtain.
Oh, the great Oz has spoken. Oh, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Yes, so you must obey. You must obey. It is. And you remember what, you may not remember what Anthony Fauci said just days ago about the threshold for doing away with the mask mandate, the standard that would be applied for doing away with the mask mandate. We will remind you because, you know, that's the business we're in. That's what we do. We're at 888-630-9625. We're in the truth business, unlike, I guess, I don't know, the CDC and Anthony Fauci and CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times. We're just looking for what's true. It's like forcible dental surgery every day. But there it is. 888-630-9625.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
We've got more good stuff for you on the, you know, the absurdity of all of this. You know, why reason number 1162 to not trust and believe government employees when they come out and tell you things. And it's the opposite of what they told you last time they told you. Let's go to the telephones. We're, of course, at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Gordo. Gordo calling from the Plains, Virginia. Gordo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Great, Gordo. What do you say?
So I'm out here. I've been working this whole time. Uh-huh. My life really hasn't changed much. Uh-huh. Except that, you know, I wear a mask when I go in public because I don't want to be harassed about it. But I smoked weed with people who I knew had corona, and I didn't get it, right? So some people get it, and some people don't. And you can apply that to this disease and otherwise. But,
yeah.
I mean, I got a newborn baby. I've been pretty careful. I go to work. I go home. I take care of my son. And I do what I do.
There you go. And when you're smoking weed.
That's what everybody should be doing.
You say you're smoking weed with people who actually had the virus.
They tested positive. They still had symptoms. I smoked weed with them. I did not get it.
And are you sharing, like passing a joint around with a goob on the end? You
yeah,
got a glass pipe or a bong, or what are you doing?
No, we smoke doobies, but yeah.
Doobies? All right, so somebody's rolling a joint and they're passing around. That's probably the most, transmissible rather than a glass pipe or a bong. I'm thinking a paper joint, a rolled joint. You get some goobs on there, you get a little goop, and passing from person to person. And you're thinking, you know, you were doing it at the time thinking, screw it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I figured if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I mean.
Right. Yeah, it's almost.
And I'm not the only one, obviously, because I wasn't smoking by myself. I was passing it around. So it's not like, you know, the media wants to scare the shit out of everybody.
Uh-oh.
My language. Oops, sorry about that. Yeah. But,
but you're not scared. And here's yet another example of whatever it is you're being told. Gordo in the Plains, the wonderful Plains. It's where Robert Duvall lives. The great Robert Duvall, the great Hollywood actor, lives in the Plains, Virginia. Very lovely area.